Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter 6, Text 11. Spitan,
Spitan,
Janapadan, Katra, Pura, Grama, Rajakaran, Keta, Parvata, Bhatish, Cha, Manani, Upavanani, Cha, Spitan Janapadam Statra, Pura Grama Vajakaran, Keta, Parvatavatischa, Vananyupavanani cha, Spitan Janapadam Statra, Pura Grama Vajakaran, Keta, Parvatavatischa, Ananyupavanani cha. Make that amana. Vajakarana. 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 No, no, no.
Vajakarana. No. Second line. Last word.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah, right. Correct. Thank you.
Spitan
Janapadam Statra Pura Grama Vrachakaram Keta Karvatavatischa Vananyupavanani cha. Spitan Janapadam Statra Pura Grama Vrajakaram Keta Karmatavatischa Vananyupavanani cha. Spitan Janapadam Statra Pura Grama Vrachakaram Vananyupavanani cha. Spitan Janapadam Statra Pura Grama Vrachakaram Keta Parvatavatischa Vananyupavanani cha. Spitan Janapadam Statra Pura Grama Vrachakaram Keta Parvatavatischa Vananyupavanani cha.
Spitan.
Very flourishing.
Very flourishing.
Janapadam.
Metropolises.
Tatra. There. Pura. Town. Grama, villages. Raja, big farms. Akaran, mineral fields. Mines. Keta.
Agricultural lands.
Parvata. Valleys. Vati. Flower gardens. Cha. And. Vanani. Forests. Upavanani. Nurseries. Nursery gardens. Cha. And. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens, and natural forests. Purport. Man's activities in agriculture, mining, farming, industries, gardening, etc., were all on the same scale as they are now, even previous to the present creation. And the same activities will remain as they are, even in the next creation. After many hundreds of millions of years, one creation is started by the law of nature, and the history of the universe repeats itself, practically in the same way. The mundane wranglers waste time with archaeological excavations, without searching into the vital necessities of life. After getting an impetus in spiritual life, Sri Narad Muni, even though a mere child, did not waste time for a single moment with economic development, although he passed towns and villages, mines and industries. He continually went on to progressive spiritual emancipation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the repetition of history which happened some hundreds of millions of years ago. As it is said herein, only the most important factors of history are picked up to be recorded in this transcendental literature. Om Jnana Tininantasya Janangana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Pada Mayam Tathati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskite Tapta Kamshana Gaulangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kopitarubhyascha Kapasindho Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Spitan Janapadam Stotra Buddha Brahma Vada Purana Keta Karvata Vatischa Vanani Pavananicha. The point that Srila Prabhupada derives here is that one should not waste time. Narada Muni didn't waste time in economic development. Tam approachita kaita vatra paramo nirmapsarana asita. Bhagavad Dharma is not meant for improving our material situation. The Narada Muni didn't think, now I've got some religious idea, so if I capitalize on that, I can be prosperous. This is cheating religion. Religion which aims at economic development, sense gratification, or even liberation, is described as quite the Vipadana, cheating religion. That becomes very prominent in Kali Yuga, that people become preachers, and their gospel is that you worship God and get all of your material desires fulfilled. That's cheating. First thing is that that's not the purpose of religion, to make our material situation better. The material existence is temporary. And what will we get by building up a temporary situation? It will all be wiped out. And the second thing is that money and sense gratification don't actually satisfy the soul. And therefore, on both counts, the preachers are misleading the public. We'll make your life better because you'll have more money, you'll have more things, you'll have better clothes or a better car, better sense of religion. So this is rascaldom. And that rascaldom is pochita, kicked out in Bhagavad Dharma. Therefore, Bhagavad Dharma is actual dharma. Actual dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. And this dharmartha kama moksha is cheating religion. So Narada Muni didn't waste time stopping along the way. Well, on the way back to Godhead, I can make some money, I can start a business. No. He went straight for spiritual realization. That's the real business of life. The next point is that he passed through so many agricultural fields and forests and mines and so on. So this was all there in the previous day of Brahma. In Bhagavatam it said, the universe is as it is now, it was the same way in the past, and it will be the same way in the future. The universal creation means repeating the same thing. The universe is again created on the same blueprint, and the same business goes on again and again. Bhutva, bhutva, pravriyate. There's nothing new. The material world, there's never anything new. It's just the old thing, again, packaged a different way. Now you have MP3 recorder, MP3 players. Before they had cassette players, before that they had records, before that people used to sing. But it's the same thing, you're hearing some sound vibration, whether it's done this way or that way or the other way, it's the same business. And they're using it to hear some mundane sound. Whether you hear the mundane sound played on records, tapes, or an MP3 player, or whether you sing it yourself, it's the same mundane sound vibration. Puna punas charvata charvana, chewing the chew again and again. Let me chew it this way, let me chew it that way. Whichever way you chew it, it's the same thing. Then the next point. Spitan Janapadam Strayana. Buddha Brahma Vidram Prajapalam. These are natural arrangements for human society. Cities, towns, villages. Among them, the villages are more important. The cities should be few, and they should be nicely arranged. The cities, just like Dwarka, broad roads, and the streets would be washed with water and essential oils, everything very clean, so that the parks, gardens, so that the city was a very pleasant place. Not the hellish modern cities with go-slows and everything nasty. That results when people unnecessarily leave the villages in search of economic development and then find that there is no economic development. The people think that in the city I'll make money, I'll get so much, and instead they come and work like dogs and suffer. And the real business, real human life is abandoned. Generally, people should live on the land in villages and cultivate the land. This is Krishna's arrangement. Krishigo Rakshavanija. That by Krishna's arrangement, you put seeds in the land, in the ground, you water them, you tend to them, and you'll get fruits, grains, vegetables, everything. And take care of cows, you get milk, butter, ghee. This is natural life. Clean, simple, pure, healthy, manageable, normal. The real necessity of human life, we need food, we need cloth, we need a place to stay. All of those things are available in the agricultural villages. But when we want more, then we go to the cities and we get more suffering and anxiety. The cities are not places of happiness. We see from people's faces and from the way people are living, rushing around, what happiness is there? Living, spending so much money to live in a little flat this big, with water sometimes. In the villages, they get water all the time. The pump is there, and whenever you want the water, you pump it, and there's water. And in the city, every now and then, there's water. You have to make elaborate arrangements, or sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Similarly, in the villages, light is available during the day from the sun, and during the evening they have lamps. You grow this castor plant, you get oil from the castor bean, and that will burn nicely and give life. No need of big electrical failure arrangements. By that simple way of life, people can meet their needs without depending on big bureaucracies and mechanized arrangements. People can live independently, not just depending on the gifts of God, Krishna's gifts. But the village life is very nice. Grow your own food. Otherwise, you get an artificial economy based on other things, and mostly for the benefit of others. If you're living on your own land, you get your own food, you get your own cloth, you get your own necessities. Otherwise, if in an economy based on oil, manufacturing, and so on, you have to work hard, and then the money goes elsewhere. Your money goes elsewhere, and they give you a little money also. And for that money, you spend it on buying things imported from elsewhere. You become a slave. And other interests, big exploiters, they live nicely, and everybody else can work like dogs and take a few scraps. So the city, this artificial way of life, lends itself to exploitation of the by the wealthy, of the poor, by the corporate international interests over the local people. So better to accept Krishna's arrangement. If the economy collapses, you have your own place to live, you have your own food, you have your own cloth, you have water, you have air. What's it to you? But for those who are artificially dependent, if the economy collapses, their life collapses. Then everyone is in difficulty. People are losing their homes, people lose everything. Because it was all based on a false way of life. So, this is Krishna's arrangement. Take advantage. You see here you have a nice place, some land, and I see things are growing. So practically speaking, you can meet your necessities just without having to endeavor tremendously. Just some focus that the land is there, the trees are there, fruits, vegetables, grains. Only we have to work nicely to see that the land is productive and offer everything to Krishna. Then your material necessities are met and you can use the balance of your time for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or while working you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And set the ideal example. People are getting the wrong idea that they'll be happy by moving to the cities, working in factories, getting a lot of money. But they'll be frustrated. They're already frustrated. And they'll be more frustrated. And at some point they'll think, why are we living like this? What is this? But they'll no longer know how to live any other way. And they'll no longer even be a picture, how could one live this way? But if you set the right example, then people will see, yes, this is not foolish, this is the real thing, to live simply and chant the holy name of God.
Okay, are there some questions?
The Krishna said that millennium, proper millennium, great, millennium, proper millennium, great, whatever.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what is the, how is it temporal? Since it's possible, how is it temporal? Because Krishna calls it created.
How is it temporal? Because he creates it again and again.
Yeah, again.
If it's created again, bhutva praliyate, creates and destroys. If you build a house and smash it, build it and smash it, build it and smash it, it's not a permanent house. It's built for some time and then smashed. So it's like this body. It's created and smashed, and then the elements are reassembled in some other way and then crash, smashed again. So it's not permanent. It may be done again and again, but it's not permanent. It's like the clouds. They come into the sky again and again, but they're not permanent. They're coming and going. Okay. Yes? That machine is very loud, and unless you're twice as loud, you won't be heard.
I mean, I follow those questions. Then is Krishna displeased by creating again and again and destroying again and again?
Krishna is pleased by
creating again and again
and destroying it again and again.
This is not exactly pleasure, creating again and again. But it's necessary business. It's necessary business because some of the souls, conditioned souls are acting for their sense gratification. So the material world needs to be created for them again and again. But it's not the most enjoyable business. Something else? Yes, no? Okay. Thank you all very much. All glory to Sri Prabhupada. Hare
Krishna.
Samaveta Bhaktivinoda. Holiness Bhakti Dhiradhamadhar Maharaj Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda.